Hi, everybody. It's time for your Land and Livestock Report here on the Ag Information Network of the West. I'm Russell Nemitz. Well, this week, the Environmental Protection Agency released a newly proposed Waters of the U.S. or WOTUS rule that basically would erase many of the concerns that farmers and ranchers had about the 2015 rule. This week, I talked with Scott Yeager, the National Cattlemen's Beef Association's Chief Environmental Counsel.
So one thing that we hear a lot from environmental groups that, you know, push back on us on this issue is that, you know, once the EPA's WOTUS rule is scaled back, then you lose all the waterway protections in the country. That's just not the case. The way the Clean Water Act was written, it was done with the theme of cooperative federalism, which means the federal government has a role, and the state governments are the ones that are on the ground implementing those programs, and they have their own authority as well. It's a dual approach. So we're seeing a rule today that's going to give back power to the states while also protecting waterways that truly are federal in nature.
The new WOTUS proposal is now open for a 60-day comment period, but once the WOTUS rule is finalized, which isn't expected until sometime next fall, Yeager expects it to be challenged in court. Get more details by visiting us at aginfo.net. That's a look at your Land and Livestock Report. I'm Russell Nemitz.